necessarily not from Jupiter.
I guess.
What do you guess?
You don't know.
I know.
Earth People. That was in the song. Back in 1996.
We saw Cool Keith at the Warped Tour back in the day, didn't we? Who was at that Warped Tour we were at? It was the one that was hilarious with D12 minus Eminem.
Right.
And,
yeah, I don't
they did nothing but say, like, yeah, to recordings of Eminem rapping.
Yeah. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I would love to have seen Cool Keith.
I was convinced that I saw him, and I did not like him in concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Before that was Fantasy Bags with Bragas, Port O'Brien with Sour Milk, Salt Water, Ravenettes with Suicide, AU with Ida Walked Away, Fool's Gold with Surprise Hotel with Meek and Chew and the Shapes remix, Daniel Johnston with My Life is Starting Over Again from 1991, and Breadwinner, Richmond Zone from 1994 with Quotation Marks. And so it's 5 o'clock hour. What does that mean?
That means that you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond, your emergency broadcast super center for all your emergency needs, which is convenient.
Yes.
Seen as earthquakes are definitely happening.
Yeah.
This year, the moon is stressed.
Yeah.
It is pulling with other moons, and it's a time of tension. There's going to be an earthquake somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was
Don't you remember?
That was on the radio show last night.
Yeah, coast to coast.
And the lady, she feels it. She gets headaches, and she knows that there's going to be an earthquake.
It will be this year, and it will be somewhere within the valley or the Ring of Fire or somewhere where they have a volcano or on a fault line. But it will happen this year somewhere.
The earthquake.
A earthquake.
An earthquake.
Okay.
There was just an earthquake recently in Richmond. Or actually, it was halfway between like Richmond and Charlottesville. Like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Man, that lady's right.
Yeah, it'll happen.
I was in class one time when there was a little earthquake in Charlottesville. And it was in Russian class, and the teacher was like, "What do we do when there's an earthquake?" And someone said, "Well, when there's an earthquake, you're supposed to get in the doorway and, brace yourself in the door jam." She goes, "Okay, everybody in the doorway. Oh, wait, we cannot fit."
Yeah.
And then we all ran outside.
Was it a bad one? I can't remember that one.
It was shaking. It was really neat because, like, it felt like a terrorist attack because it was like, rumble.
Okay.
So we were like, uh-oh.
I remember one when I was a little kid. But
Twin Towers, Pentagon, Cabell Hall.
But I used to live in California, and there was at least three while I was living there. And it's just like, whatever.
It would be cool if you had, I don't know, a trampoline or something.
You were making no sense today. Explain why. Why would it be cool if you had a trampoline?
Because, you would just, be standing on it, and the earth would start shaking, and boom, it'd throw you up into the air. And you'd be quaking the whole way. And
yeah.
No, but, so that's number one. And number two is that it absorbs your fall. And so, everything's shaking around you, but you just bounce back and forth up. And
right.
So you can watch it all collapse,
okay.
But you don't have to worry about it. I'm making plenty of sense today.
Okay, well, it's fine. What are you playing for this last half hour of yours?
Well, right here, this is Cub Scout and Rhinoceros with Mixinville. Keep playing them. New Richmond band. Pretty cool for the synth poppy thing. But I got some ranches coming up, some Louis the 14th, some Rocks.
What was that song before Cub Scout? That played through.
Oh, yeah, it's too bad you guys didn't hear that. It's a French band covering No Fun. You can sort of hear it. But it was called Dr. Meeks. So, it'll be music. It'll be good.
All right, 804-649-9737. You're listening to the Odyssey Hours.
There are more people who've been abducted by aliens than you think. Remember that.
All right, see ya. We'll be right back.
time.
This party is, like, so gay.
Totally.
Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Ew, that guy is on the football team and super smart, and he totally hates us now.
Totally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by Glisten and the Ad Council.
Okay. Yeah, just like so if you're really strict on grammar, you're a grammar Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call someone who's really loose with grammar?
What?
It's a question.
I'm sorry.
A grammar pacifist. That was the best that we came up with the other day.
Oh, there's no answer.
This is a ancient Chinese riddle.
Okay.
What is the opposite of a grammar Nazi? Is it the grammar allies? The grammar Western forces?
Somebody who doesn't care. I'm not very good with grammar, so I can't be a grammar Nazi. I make fun. I don't know. The grammar pacifist, that sounds pretty good. This guy I work with, he likes to come up with a setup for jokes without a punchline.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, you'll have to figure out a punchline. It's a lot of fun. I suggest it for anybody who
what's the difference between an owl and a mouse?
Well, I don't know if I can say it. The last one he came up with was, I probably can't say it on air.
Maybe
it's dirty. It's a dirty thing.
Does it involve innuendo? Maybe innuendo's okay.
Well, okay, so the setup was, why doesn't a fireman use a condom? And, the one I came up with was, because he's Catholic. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody. I probably shouldn't have said that on air. If you're mad at me, you can call me at 804-649-9737 and I'll apologize.
Yeah,
to you.
But so the root of all this grammar pacifism was just because they, in that PSA, which now has been long enough that you've forgotten about it, they used the definition of the word to describe itself, and that just bothered me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like saying, like, there used to be this word called green, and it used to describe a color,
yeah.
But now they use it to describe green M&Ms.
Okay.
And
so what did you play then?
I was busy talking about M&M.
Okay.
Anyways, I played Mika Miko. That's my favorite CD this year so far. With Sex. Cracker, Richmond Zen with Mr. Wrong. Nous Non Plus with French Teacher. And Rancid with Nihilism.
Alright, cool. So this is